And you got Chadwick on the line.
Thank you. It's the Russ Parr Morning Show, and on the line we have Chadwick Boseman, a.k.a. T'Challa, King of Wakanda and Black Panther. Welcome to the Russ Parr Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Wakanda forever.
Right? Okay, so I got to be honest with you. My favorite Marvel film up until last night was Guardians of the Galaxy, but now it's Black Panther. This movie, oh my gosh, so sleek, so smart, so funny, so visually expressive. You're like a superhero, but you're also an African warrior. I'm kind of geeking out right now a little bit because it's just so much I could say about this film. But since you're here, why don't we let you tell us a little bit about Black Panther?
Oh, man. You know, this movie is a labor of love, I think, for everybody that's in it. Just to be honest, not even talking about plot, just because the comic book has so much richness in it, like all of the writers of the runs, Jack Kirby and Stan Lee, Reginald Hudlin, McGregor, Christopher Priest, Ta-Nehisi Coates, who is like a writer that really all of us in America should be reading. And you take that and you put it in the hands of Ryan Coogler, who, you know, pretty much is batting 1,000 with Fruitvale Station,
right,
with Creed. And you put this cast in. I mean, that's what Black Panther is. I mean, without even talking about plot, I think it's just an experience that we've never seen with a black superhero and Marvel putting, you know, everything they can behind it. It's just something we've never seen before. So I urge everybody, you know, to see it. I know everybody has bought tickets already, pretty much for the first 2 weekends, and we just never seen anything like this before.
I
think everybody should be a part of this moment.
I mean, do you ever just think about the enormity of the fact that you are the first black superhero to star in your own Marvel film? Do you just sit back and go, whoa?
Wait. We still got Wesley Snipes.
You're right.
Media man, Robert Townsend. So,
right.
Listen.
I mean a Marvel film.
I love getting credit for stuff. You know, I love birthdays. I love Christmas and all that. But you got to give credit where credit is due, and I stand on other people's shoulders.
Well, speaking of, people are saying that you're the new Denzel. I've read Sidney Poitier comparisons. What are your thoughts on those comparisons?
I gotta be me. At the end of the day, I respect both of those actors immensely, so much so, you know, that I just have to be me, and I know that that's what they would tell me.